You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. On Monday mornings, you can call the program at 564-1290, 564-1290. When we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California. Welcome back. Jaron Pilt is the program director. Today's guest, John Blankenship, local real estate developer. Big fish in a small sea, I'd say. And I'm Mark Schneidman, and my client's realtor. Right before the break, we were talking about some units he's building. The high-end ones on Figueroa overlooking the courthouse, $1,000 a square feet, a foot.
That's the sales price that we've got down on Bass Street. So that's the really high end.
That's the high end. And how many square feet would they be?
Well, they were 2,000 square feet. These on Figueroa will be 1,800 each. They have three twos and a one.
So we got six zeros, $2 million.
Yeah.
For 2,000 square feet.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, like you started to mention, there's a couple of projects now. If people go over to the 200 block of East Coda and the old Melny bus station on Anacapa,
right.
You got $2 million condos there.
Yes, no, they're just came on the market.
Right, right. Now, before the break, you were mentioning the other ones that you're doing. You called it more entry level. And while I don't have condo medium prices in front of me, I do track the median sales price weekly and year-to-date. We do that in the fourth segment of the program at the end of the hour. But the first quarter for 2005, we were at $1,195,000 median price. And for the second quarter, we were at $1,265,000, with a bigger increase coming in the number of sales. This is just single family. The number of sales jumped 43% in the second quarter, so we were low in the first quarter. So that's the median price of houses. What's your idea when you said you were going to sell entry level condos?
Well, we just finished 10 condos, two bedroom, two bath, 1,000 square feet with a one car garage at 631 West Ortega. And we sold those out in a week and a half at $700 a foot, between $695 and $700 a foot. So that was. The highest one went for $709,000, and the lowest one, the ones in between the ends that only have that are sandwiched in between, went for $675,000, $685,000.
And how many beds? What was the configuration?
Two bedroom, two bath. And
so about 700 square.
A 1,000 square feet.
And I mean, 1,000 square feet
selling for $700,000.
Well, no wonder you.
And that was after 4 years. I mean, each project takes 4 years. So on one end, you've got the 1,000 square feet at the deluxe condos. That has your PJ Milliken cabinets, your Sub-Zero refrigerator. You've got an elevator. You've got dumbwaiters. You've got two-car garages. Everything is tumbled marble, granite, Viking range, all the goodies. Whereas at the other end, you're pretty much basic stuff. Not so much. I don't do fiberglass tubs. We try to do ceramic tubs. We use dowel tile, the countertops, solid core doors, so you don't have that terrible hollow thing. But it was and Anderson windows. So, you know, some amenities.
It's not low. So you're building affordable housing. Let me get this straight. This is a market developer that's actually building affordable housing. We might have discovered something here, John.
Well, you try. I mean, I feel like that's where your best market is if we go into any kind of, and nobody wants to talk about the bubble bursting, but if we go into a slower market, the entry level is going to be where your best chance of sales. And as a defensive position, at least that you can rent them close. Whereas the high-end ones are extremely tough to come out on.
And right. And so you have a couple of those, but you know, a small percentage of those, but yeah. Not... well, nice segue into how you might be anticipating a shift in the market, the cycle. You've been doing this for 35 years. Why don't you talk a little bit about the cycles you've seen and perhaps what point of the current cycle you think we're in now?
Well, going back to 70, it seemed like it started in a sort of recessionary period back in 70, 71. And it was just the prices weren't appreciating very much until you hit the oil, sort of like the oil embargo or something that happened with the Arabs. All of a sudden, we didn't get any oil, and then inflation started in the mid 70s, and then we saw prices accelerating. So then in 81 was a disaster when you had a 21.75 prime rate. I mean, we were giving away property. You just couldn't. There was no money. So I had about 40 condos at the time and several houses, and you basically took back seconds. You gave the people the model furniture. You sent them to Hawaii. Even one young lady who's still a friend, I loaned her the money to buy one, and you just try to get through that. Then as the 80s progressed, there was another sort of a up period there in the mid-80s to around 89, and then the disaster hit of 90, and that was a terrible one. You couldn't give stuff away. The prices were about half, and that was when people started leaving California. So that was one of the worst. Most of them have been interest rate related,
mm-hmm.
and so you'll have 90s,
but 90s a little different.
Boy, it was
because
it, hadn't,
it was more tied to the California economy,
right?
And industries rather.
Yes,
that were
the aerospace industry just got hammered. And people always feel like Santa Barbara is so unique that it's going to be sort of immune to these other things that happen throughout the state or the economy. But
yes,
we are, as the old story goes, when they raid the house, they take the good girls and the bad. And so Santa Barbara gets included. I mean, it's just the ripple effect that
happens. You're a man of expressions, aren't you?
Well,
I love that.
The ex-Navy, I can't help it. It is coming through.
Where's your tattoo?
Yeah, I don't have a tattoo. No,
oh, okay.
I'd rather do that. No,
the
pilots didn't have tattoos.
We had this discussion with an economist a few weeks ago, and I kept hammering him to try to acquiesce on the uniqueness of Santa Barbara, and it's maybe not bulletproof, but it's insulation from some of the dips that might be occurring. And I got him. I mean, not that I'm, I don't care. I mean, I don't have any vested interest in. I mean, naturally, no one wants to see someone's property value go down. But I'm not trying to defend anything or trying to make a point. And so he did, acquiesce a bit on that. In Santa Barbara, you mentioned some 50%. Another seminar I went to, they were talking about how they didn't see significant drops, like within 1 year. What's your recollection of how it patterned there from 90 to 95?
Well, it was a steep drop in 90. Just
that 1 year.
And then it accelerated. And then it just took quite a while for it to slowly creep back up. And it was a very gradual process as the economy strengthened. And then we had quite a period there. And we've had a run, an unbelievable run here. Most of the contractors I know are making more money than they've ever made.
Which is why you can't hire them.
Well, right. You can't find workmen. All my workmen come from Ojai or Buellton or San Ynez. It's really hard to find people now. And a lot of those folks left because they're building in the North County or they're building in Fresno or Bakersfield or wherever. Huge, huge projects. So this little market here, we just don't have many people left.
I do have a history of residential sales dating back to 1975, and it lists new listings and homes sales. And if you would like a copy of this, along with the 2004 Home Price Comparison Index from Coldwell Banker, which allows you to punch in your home characteristics and then go to a place across the country and find out what it would cost you to buy your home someplace else. That's a little index guide. And then this residential sales info back to 1975, I could mail that to you. Leave your name and number at 898-4242. We'll take a break, come back with John Blankenship, local developer. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the other projects and whether or not John can help the city of Santa Barbara out and maybe build some bathrooms for less than $460,000. You're building condos with tumbled marble for $1,000 a square foot. They're going up quite a bit just for some toilets. and his remodeling adventure out in the county. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290, 564-1290. Stay tuned, you'll be right back.